Rolling on Chosheim and Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Echad Dvarim Shal Atmai, Shavuos apply whether the thing belongs to, whether the thing belongs to or has to do with the person himself, Echad Dvarim Shal Acherim, or things that belong to or have to do with other people. In other words, it's possible to make a Shavuah on what a person himself will or won't do, or what somebody else, well, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what kinds of shavuos are possible about somebody else. Ve'echad dvarim sheyesh behen mamash, ve'echad dvarim she'ein behen mamash, and shavuos also apply whether to tangible or intangible things, as we'll see examples. Kate said, Omer shavuos she'etin l'ish ploni v'shala'etin, person makes a shavuos that I will or I won't give such and such to a certain person. Or I won't give something, or I won't give anything, whatever, to this person, or I will give him. Such a thing would be. So if he says a shvuah, I will give him, and he doesn't give him, then he, by a certain time, whatever, but if he says I will, I'm making a shvuah that I will give him by a certain time, and he doesn't give him, or that I will give him a certain object, and he doesn't give him, then it's a shvuah shav, it's a shvuah bitui, and the same thing in reverse. Shanasati, vishalai nasati, similarly, there can be a shvuah that I gave him or that I didn't give him. Similarly, there can be she'ishan v'shol ishan. A person can make a shvur that I will sleep or I won't sleep. We're seeing the Mara. I won't sleep as in I'll never sleep. That would be a shvur shav. But we mean, in other words, I won't sleep within a certain amount of time. And the point is, even though sleeping is not something tangible, the shvur is able to be chal on it. As opposed to, in other words, as opposed to nedarim, where if not so, nedarim, as we're going to see in the Gemara, have to be only on tangible things. A person can't make, for example, a neder that sleep is also to me, he would have to make a neder, my eyes will not be allowed, my eyes will be also from sleeping. Koinam eni b'shena, my eyes, koinam, that they won't be able to sleep, because the eyes are something tangible. But with a shvur, you can just say directly that I won't sleep, for example. She yashanti v'shaloy yashanti. He can say, I slept or I didn't sleep. She ezrich tsrir l'yam v'shaloy ezrich. He can make a shavuah that I will or I won't throw a rock into the ocean. She zarakti v'shaloy zarakti. Or he can make a shavuah that I threw it or that I didn't throw it. So Rashi points out, in other words, the sleeping is completely einbrei mamish. And then you have things that, for example, sleep. Then also, we're mentioning the rock, where, for example, there's no hana, and if there's no hana in throwing a rock into the ocean, and nevertheless, or not throwing, and nevertheless, a shvur is chal on it. Now, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, not so with a lot of these ones that we talked about in the past. When we say that a person is chayev for shvuas vitui, is that he's chayev a korban, or b'mezid, he's chayev malchus, would only be on a shvuah la'osid lovay. Shenemar lahora elahetiv, as the pasuk says, to do bad or to do good. So Rabbi Shmuel would say, if a person were to make a shavua that I slept and he hadn't slept, or that I had thrown a rock into the ocean and he hadn't, etc., Rabbi Shmuel would not make him chayev for a korban for that. Omer Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva answers to Rabbi Shmuel, Imkain, if so, if you're going to be medayek from the words lahorai lahetiv, that it's going to apply only in the future, then in that case, by that logic, Ein li'el advarim sheyesh ben hara v'atava, then by that logic, it would only apply to things where there's bad or good in it. So in other words, according to you, why should the shvur, for example, that I will or I won't throw a rock into the ocean, be chal? So it's dvarim she'ein ben hara v'atava minayin. How would you know to include things like throwing a rock where there's no doing bad or doing good, it's just something new, where there's no hana in it? Minayin, where would we know, according to you, that he's chayiv? Rabbi Shmuel says, "Mirubi akasiv." Fine, because the pasuk gives a ribui, because it says the words "lachol asher yivate." After it mentions "lachora ilahetiv," to do bad or to do good, it continues "lachol asher yivate adam," for anything that a person might express. So that includes other things that he might express about the future. If you're already agreeing that the Torah is including something that is not lahorai lahetiv and still being included, then by the same token, you can also include things in the past, even though those are also not lahorai lahetiv. We'll learn on Chavav and Aleph. We'll learn tomorrow. That's the shem. What the basis of their machlokas is. So the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan." We learn in a Braisa. Here's the now we have Nedarim and we have Shavuos. What is the actual difference between them? So now this Braisa is going to deal with a number of angles on the differences between Nedarim and Shavuos. There's a chumra over Nedarim than Shavuos, and a chumra of Shavuos over Nedarim. So the basic idea is that Tosfos brings from the Gemara and from a relevant Gemara in Nedarim that the basic difference is a neder is an issur on the chefza. The classic form of a neder, as we've talked off and on the last couple of days, and as we learned way back when we learned the second Nedarim, is that the person says, this object is also to me like a korban. Koinam, for example, which is a lashon of korban. So, for example, this bread is also to me like a korban. So the issur is on the bread, not on the person. Then, on the other hand, a shavua is an issur on the person. I will or I won't eat this bread. So the result of that results in a number of dinim, in a number of differences in dinim. Chomer in the dorim, chomer in the dorim. Over Shavuos, shana dorim cholim al dvar mitzvah kedvar harushus. A neder is able to be chal on a matter of a mitzvah, just like something of a rushus. Meaning, Rashi says, let's say a person were to say a koinam that I'm not going to make a sukkah. That a sukkah will be also to me under a koinam. Lulav will be also to me to pick up like a koinam. Well, the result is that he's not going to be able to sit in a sukkah, and he's not going to be able to take lulav and estrog unless he's matir neder. Because after all, we've discussed a few times over the last few days the idea of mushva v'omim ma'har Sinai. The person is besworn from Har Sinai to do these mitzvahs, but the object itself, the lulav or the sukkah itself, is not besworn to participate in the mitzvah. Therefore, he's able to answer it to himself. The result is, in effect, by saying a sukkah is off limits to me. In effect, he's saying there's no sukkahs in the world that I'm going to be able to sit in. So the same way as, for example, if there physically was nothing available for him to build a sukkah, then he can't fulfill the mitzvah. So the same way over here, in effect, we're saying that there's nothing available, there's no sukkahs available for him because he asked them all. So therefore, that works. On the other hand, mashen can be shavuos, but shavuos are not like that. A shavua is not going to be able to be chal on a divine mitzvah, because how can you say I am making a shavua that I won't sit in the sukkah? What do you mean? You are mushba v'omim mahar Sinai. You are besworn from Har Sinai to sit in the sukkah. Tosfos actually discusses in some detail over here that you do have later on in the perek we talk about ways in which it's possible to express a neder, a shavua as a neder. There actually could be ways. So Tosfos explains that based on that there actually could be cases where shavua is able to take effect on a mitzvah. Suppose a person were to say, for example, sitting in a sukkah is also to me by a shavua. So the shavua is going on the sitting in the sukkah, but it's saying it's also to me, and the result is that it actually would become also to him. Tosfos discusses whether in fact it would take effect, based on our Gemara over here. It would come out that you can. So one thing Tosfos says is that, in other words, with a neder, it'll always be able to be chal. When it comes to a shvur, there might be some way to do it, but it's not necessarily, that the regular way of a shvur would not necessarily work. And another way of looking at it is that if he says sitting in a sukkah is also to me, then what it is actually so a shavua is only shayach on the person himself, the koinam is shayach only on the thing, and therefore the result would be that if he were to make a shavua, for example, that he won't sit in a sukkah, it can't be chal on a dvar mitzvah, but it could be chal on dvar harashus. He might, for example, be able to sit in a sukkah, except when there's a mitzvah to do so. Tosfos discusses a little bit some more details back and forth in that. whether the Braisa means over here only to exclude when he uses a lashon of a shvua, or do we mean that there is a lashon of a shvua that could answer it to him, etc. So Tosfos goes in and out and discusses that would be. So in other words, the idea might be maybe it means that a shvua can never be chal on a mitzvah. Maybe it means only if he uses a certain unusual lashon. But Nedarim, even a regular neder is able to be chal on a dvar mitzvah. Choyim b'shavuos. On the other hand, you have a chumra of shavuos over Nedarim. Shavuos cholos al davar she'ein b'mamash k'davar she'yesh b'mamash. On the other hand, a shavuah can be chal on something where there's no mamashos to it, just as much as where there is. Like we said in the Mishnah, for example, about a shavuah to sleep or not to sleep, even though sleep is something intangible. Mashenkin in Nedarim, as opposed to Nedarim, al chal only on something tangible. You can't say, for example, a neder that shavuah, that sleep is also to me. That wouldn't be a neder. Because sleep is something intangible, it would have to be a shavur that my eye is also to, that my eye is that my eye is koinam to sleep. Within the eye is something that the eye is something that's tangible. In addition, also Marshal and Marshal and other Achronim talk about extensively about various angles on the differences between Shavuos and Nedarim. Because again, you know, given that later on we say in the Perek and Tosfos brings also from Gemara and Nedarim, it is sometimes possible to express a Shavuah as though it was a Neder, and such a thing is Chal. So therefore, it's not so simple to just say that a Shavuah cannot be Chal on something that's a mitzvah, because it turns out it's a lot more complicated than that, because it depends exactly how the shavuah was expressed, and if there's a way to express the shavuah if there's a way to express the neder as a shavuah, and therefore that it would be chal on the object rather than on the person. Next. The Mishnah had said ketzad, so what does it mean? We said that a shavuos bitui is able to apply to something involving other people as well. So omar shavuos she'etin l'ploni u'shalay etin. So you could make a shavuos that I will give to Pliny or that I won't give to Pliny, and such a shavuos is effective. So the Gemara says my etin. What does it mean? He's going to give ilay mitzdaka l'ani. Do we mean that he's saying a shavuos that he will? That he will give tzedakah to a poor person. And this is again Mushba Ba'on Har Sinai, who he's already sworn from Har Sinai to give tzedakah. As the Pasuk says, you should give him. So Shavuah to do that would be ineffective, because it's already something that he's required to do. The Rashba points out, you know, when you get down to it, I mean, you could argue that maybe he's only chayev when the oni is coming and asking him for tzedakah. It's not like he's required to go out and give tzedakah to everybody he knows is poor. So therefore it could be included. But the Gemara is going to give an answer that he gives that's talking about he gives a present to a rich person. So we can mean, in other words, the Rashba says doesn't definitely mean a rich person, a poor person who's not asking him for tzedakah for that purpose would be considered rich. In other words, the Gemara's answer is going to be that any time where he's not required right now, al pitoda, to give tzedakah, then the shvur is able to be chal on that. On the other hand, the Nitziv discusses in Meroimus Soda and explains that Rashi may disagree with it. He explains Rashi to be disagreeing with that and saying that even when the person is not Mechoyev, then nevertheless he's still Mechayim a mitzvah, and therefore the Shavuah can't be on that. And therefore the Gemara's question is that any time he's giving to a poor person, then how can we say that he's able to make a Shavuah on that? When it's a mitzvah for him to do that. So the answer is Ella Matonel Osher. So rather we're talking about, he says that I'm going to give a present to a rich person, and that he's not required to do. So therefore the mitzvah, therefore the shavuah is able to be chal on that. Again, according to the Rashba, that when we say an osher over here, we don't mean davka an osher. We mean any time. Osher would just be shorthand for any time that he's not required al pitoda to give tzedakah. And according to the Nitziv's understanding of Rashi, maybe not. Next, the Mishnah had said she'ishan v'shaloi ishan. You can make a shavua that I will sleep or I won't sleep. Now shavua shaloi ishan makes it sound like he's saying I'll never sleep. So, Elini, is that so? Person makes a shvur that I won't sleep for 3 days. Malkinos, they would give him Malkus because he said a false shvur. The Yoshin La'alter. And at that point, he can sleep right away, because at that point, once he got Malkus, once we established that this was a false shvur, then therefore there's no reason to, we're not going to say, in other words, the Rambam phrases it, we're not going to say, let him try to go without sleep for as long as possible, and only then will it be an onus, and he'll have to break his shvur. No, once we gave him Malkus for the fact that it was a false shvur, then at that point we don't care anymore if he sleeps, because it was a false shvur, it was a useless shvur in the first place. So the point is, in other words, so we see that if a person makes a shvur not to sleep, then it can't be chal. So the answer is Hosam Da'amah Shloisha. Because there we're talking about that he said, for example, that I won't sleep for 3 days, and that's impossible. Hocha Da'amah Shloisha, he were talking about, he didn't say three, he just said Shvur Shalai Ishan, so he means, in other words, yeah, that I won't sleep during the reasonable amount of time which a person can go without sleep, let's say 1 day or 2 days. So therefore it's not a Shvur Shav, and he's obligated to try to fulfill it, and if he doesn't, then he's Chayav for Shvur Shvitut. By the way, in the previous part, when we talk about Shavur She'etin Leish Pliny, when we said a Shavur that I will give to Pliny, besides for the question about being a mitzvah that the Gemara had asked, there was also the question, what about though if the person might refuse it? So then in that case, you might not be able to be Mekayim your Shavur. So there's a couple of answers that Yitzvah gives, an answer that it just means he's going to try to do whatever he can. He's going to offer it to the guy. If he doesn't want to, accept it, then it's not his problem. Other Mephoshim go further. The Rashba and the Ramban explain even more so that the words etin implies itself that the other person is going to be willing to receive. The Ran gives an answer also that can mean that he says etin, that in, when he says etin, I will give, implies im yirtzeh, if he wants. Next, the Mishnah had said she'ezrik tzro layam v'shaloi ezrik. The Mishnah had said that he makes a shvur that I will or I won't throw a rock into the ocean. So now, what about that's as far as a shvur for himself to do it. What about somebody else? Itmar shvur she'zorak pliny tzro layam. What if a person makes a shvur that pliny threw a rock into the ocean? Or the other person did not throw a rock into the ocean, and it turns out that it's the other way around, and the person didn't or did throw the rock at all. So is he chayav for Shavuos Bitri for that? Rav am chayav for Shmuel am potter. So Rav says he's going to be chayav a korban for that. Shmuel says he will be potter, if it was b'shoygig, of course. Rava Machayev Isay Balav Vahain. Now we learned before that for a Shavuos Bitri, it has to be there's Lav Vahain available. It has to be that it's possible to make the Shavuah in the negative or in the positive form. For example, a Shavuah that I will or I won't sleep, such Shavuahs are valid, and it's also possible to make the Shavuah in the past. I did sleep or I didn't sleep. So here, the same thing over here. Rav says it's possible to say a Lav and a Hain. It's possible to say a Shavuah that Pliny did not throw the rock into the ocean, or a Shavuah that he did. So therefore, it's a Shavuos Bitri. Shmuel, I'm a potter, let's say Balab Ba. Shmuel says that's true, but on the other hand, you don't have it in the future. You can't make a Shavuah that Pliny will throw a rock into the ocean, because he's not under your control. He might throw it, he might not. So therefore, Shmuel says that knocks it out of being a Shavuos Bitri. So in other words, we can't say that he's chayav a korban for it. We can't say he's chayav a korban for it, even though with the shvur that he said was on the past, because in order for it to be valid, it has to be that the same shvur should be able to be formulated about the past and about the future, and you don't have that over here. Well, the Gemara says lema b'plukta de Bishmal v'Rabbi Akiva k'bifli. Well, should we say that they're arguing the same machlokas of Bishmal and Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah? We learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Amar Ein Chayev Ella Ala Osid Lavoi. Rabbi Shmuel said he's chayev only for Shavuos on the future, Shenem Ala Hora Ela Hetiv, because the pasuk says to do bad or to do good implying the future. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva had said him came any other dvarim shiyash ben hanra ba'tava. Then by that logic, it should only apply to things where there's doing bad or doing good. Lahora ilahetiv dvarim she'en ben hanra ba'tava minayin. How do we know, for example, throwing a rock into the ocean where there's no bad or good in it? How do we know that he's chayev? Amalei meribu yakosiv. So the Shmuel answers from a ribu in the pasuk, because we'll learn tomorrow about Hashem what the ribu is. Amalei and Rabbi Akiva Tosafot answers him in Riba Kosav Lakach. Riba Lakach. If the Torah is adding for you, for one thing to include even things that are not lahora ilahetiv, then it should be then you can also say that it's including things in the past. Now at Lema. So it seems Rav de Amar Rabbi Akiva, Shmuel de Amar Rabbi Shmuel. It seems that Rav is saying like Rabbi Akiva, that there is such a thing as a Shmuel Shavar. Shmuel is saying he's potter, seems to go like Rabbi Shmuel and saying that he would be potter. Now, to be sure, Tosfos points out it is certainly true that it is certainly true. We said before in the Gemara that Shmuel's reasoning, the reason he's potter, is because let's say Belahaba, because in order for the Shavua to be valid, it has to be something that could be said about the past or about the future. Now, that's not Rabbi Shmuel's reasoning. Rabbi Shmuel has a different reason based on the pasuk to say that a Shavua, the definition of a Shavua's victory, is only Belahaba. Tosfos says that actually the answer could be that the reason the Gemara had given for Shmuel, that wasn't something Shmuel himself said. Right? Shmuel just said that he's potter. The Gemara had teached out the reason is lesser b'labba. So now, but we don't have to say that's not necessarily Shmuel's reasoning. He could be basing himself on the same svara as Rabbi Shmuel, that there's no such thing as a shvus bitul haba l'sha'avar in the past at all, and therefore the Gemara can be asking that on the face of it he's going like Rabbi Shmuel. And since the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, then why would Shmuel be saying that? So the answer is like this. Now, there's no question within Rabbi Shmuel's opinion there can't be any argument if a person would say a shvua on the past, then he's potter. So if he were to say shvua that Pliny threw a rock into the ocean, he'd be potter from a korban. Because we can show it by a simple kavachomer. If even something which it is perfectly possible to have in the future, and Rabbi Akiva is still not, and Rabbi Shmuel is still not being mechayven on the past. So in other words, again, Rabbi Shmuel is saying, for example, a person were to say shvua that I did eat, then he'd be potter. Even if he hadn't eaten, he'd be potter from a korban for the shvua, even though it was b'shogeg. Now, of course, he can make a shvua that I will eat. Nevertheless, Rabbi Shmuel says that he holds that shvuas are only chal on things l'haba and not l'sha'avar. So even with something that is possible to make happen in the future, and still Rabbi Shmuel would say that he's not chayev for making a shvua that it happened in the past. Milsa de lesa b'haba min boya. Would you have to say when it comes to something which is completely which is not necessarily possible in the future, because you can't make a shvua that Pliny will or won't do something because not in your control. So all the more so, Rabbi Shmuel would not hold that you're chayev for a shvua sviti for that. So there's no question if we're talking according to Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, you're right. A shvua that Pliny will or won't throw a rock into the ocean, or that a shvua that Pliny did or didn't throw a rock into the ocean is not going to be a shvua sviti, and he's not going to be chayev for it. The machlokas would be specifically appointed Rabbi Akiva. Rav ki Rabbi Akiva. So Rav is straight out like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says a person is chayv on a shavuos bitu l'sha'avar. Well, that's exactly what this is. It's a shavuos l'sha'avar because he's swearing that Pliny had or hadn't done something. Shmuel is going to answer like this. Ad kanle mechayev Rabbi Akiva hosim l'sha'avar ela milsa de isa b'l'haba. You know, though, even Rabbi Akiva is only going to say a person is chayev a korban or any other consequences for a shvuas bitui for something in the past, milsa de isa b'l'haba, only something which is possible, only something where it's possible to make a shvua about the future. So mechayev Rabbi Akiva l'sha'avar, so then Rabbi Akiva is mechayev also if he said a shvua l'sha'avar. So in other words, the same way as a person can make a shvua, I will eat, and that shvua is certainly chal, and he's obligated to eat, or vice versa, I won't eat. The same way Rabbi Akiva says, since from the ribui of the pasuk, then he says the same thing. You can also include things in the past, I ate or I didn't eat. But it still has to be something that's in his control. Midi de lesse b'l'haba, something which is not in his control. He can't make a shvua that Pliny will. That Pliny will throw a rock into the ocean. So Rabbi Akiva is not going to be mechayev him for saying a shvua that in the past that Pliny did throw the rock. Interesting point over here. Tosfos brings from Rabbi Ezra Hanavi. But the Nevuah on the whole was long gone by the time of Tosfos. It ended at the time of the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash. But nevertheless, you have this year of Ezra and a couple of other Rishonim who are titled by the title Hanavi. That Rebbe once pointed out, you have the Rambam and Geras Teiman brings a certain date, which turned out to be 11 years after the Rambam passed away, when Nevuah is going to return to the Jewish people, and that will be a harbinger of Mashiach. And then the Rebbe points out in a letter once that we see in that time there were various people around an unusual degree of Ruach HaKodesh, including Mr. Ezra HaNavi, including Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, and others, and therefore so in a certain sense, that Amram's prediction very literally came true, that Nevuah did return to the Jewish people at that time. Anyway, and the Rebbe Ezra HaNavi points out that it comes out, where the Gemara is going to explain, we'll learn tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, that Rav, when we're saying Rav goes like Rebbe Akiva, meaning in other words that he holds it, we're going to learn, he learns from Ribui Miyot Ribui, as we'll learn in the Gemara tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, but we find other Gemaras where Rav himself seems to say that not, that he holds Klal Prat, and then Tosfos says, because there's different reasons, to Darshan in different places. As far as our din over here, by the way, so what would have happened? So again, if the person makes the shvua and says that Pliny did or didn't throw the rock into the ocean, and Rav is saying that he's chayev. So actually, what we're saying is that what about if he makes a shvua that Pliny will or won't throw the rock into the ocean? So we're saying over here on the face of it, that person is not in his control. So the Rambam actually writes on it and says that he won't be chayev a korban because he doesn't really have it in his control to make it happen or not. Nevertheless, though, and the problem is Asura Safik, how can we give Masra? You better not make that shvua because we don't know whether Pliny is going to throw that rock or not. On the other hand, though, you can still have it. We can say the fact is he's causing a potential shvua shav. Now that doesn't mean that we're not going to require that person to throw the rock in order that there shouldn't be a shvua shav. But we are going to say that he's not supposed to make such a shvua because it could conceivably end up being a shvua shav if the other person doesn't follow through and doesn't throw it. Okay. So the Gemara says here's another way of looking at the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. Lema b'pslugta d'Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Rabbanan Kamitzugi. Maybe Rav and Shmuel are arguing in the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Chachamim. Ditznan, we learn in a Mishnah later in our perek, nishba levatel is a mitzvah. A person makes a shavua to be mevatel a mitzvah, v'loy bittel, and he was not mevatel it. So say he made a shavua, let's say that I won't. He made a shvua, let's say, that he won't sit in a sukkah on sukkah, so he won't eat matzah on Pesach or whatever, and then in the end he did sit in the sukkah, or he did eat matzah, potter, so then he would be potter because the shvua was not chal in the first place. So it would be a shvua shav, it would be a useless shvua, but it wouldn't be a shvua bitui. What about he makes a shavua to fulfill a mitzvah and he didn't end up fulfilling? Also potter. Then he'd also be potter because that's also a useless shavua. There you have a machlokas rishonim, whether we mean that he'd be potter from everything, a korban or malchus. The Ramban holds yes, the Baal HaMor holds that he'd only be potter from a korban, but he'd be chayv malchus. So now the Mishnah continues. Now the Mishnah continues. You would have thought logically that he ought to be chayev by a kavachomer based on what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, umayim harishus, madach when it comes to something optional, like throwing rocks into the ocean, she'enim mushba aleim ha'har Sinai, he's not besworn from Har Sinai to do it or not to do it, harehu chayev aleha, and yet if he makes a shvur to do it, then he's chayev for not doing it, and he's over on a shvur's vitu and he's chayev a korban, mitzvah she'mushba aleim ha'har Sinai, how much more so a mitzvah, where he is besworn from Har Sinai, ein adin, she'enim chayev aleha, how much more so that he should be chayev if he doesn't follow through what he's supposed to do. And therefore, yes, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira holds that if he were to make a shavua, for example, that I will eat matzah on Pesach, or I will sit in a sukkah on sukkah, that he's obligated to do that, and if not, he's chayev on shavua spichi. Omru loy, the other chum answered him loy, no, there's a distinction. Because by a shavua serushus, by a shavua, an optional thing, you can equally make a shavua to not do it as to do it. Toma b'shavuos mitzvah, shekein le also b'lav kahein. How do you compare to a shavua on a mitzvah where you don't have lav like hain? You can't make a shavua. Even Yudav, Yehudav, and Beseda agree that you can't make a valid shavua to not do a mitzvah. You definitely have to do the mitzvah. To that extent, you are bound. You are mushba v'omim mahar Sinai. So in other words, in short, when the person makes a shavua to break a mitzvah, to not do a mitzvah, then both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Seira and the Chum will agree that such a shavua is ineffective. But if he makes a shavua that he will do a mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Seira is going to hold him responsible for that shavua. And therefore, if he doesn't do the mitzvah, not only did he fail to do the mitzvah, but he's also over on his shavua and is going to have the consequences for that, whereas the Chum hold that not. Now, Neymar Rav de Amakir Behudim Meseira or Shmuel de Amakir Abanan. So now, should we say that Rav, again, was saying if a person made a shavua that Pliny threw a rock into the ocean, and was saying there's no lahabba because you can't force the other person to actually throw that rock. Nevertheless, and therefore that would mean de Amakir Behudim Meseira, he would say like Behudim Meseira, we don't care about that you have to have lav and hain. And so Behudim Meseira says there's no problem making a shavua to sit in the sukkah and it is chal. Even though it's not possible to do the reciprocal and say that I won't sit in the sukkah, so maybe then Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira that he says it doesn't matter whether you have lav and hain are both available, or Shmuel, the Amar Kerabbanan, and Shmuel would say like the Rabbanan that you have to have lav and hain, and you have to have l'sha'over and l'habba, and therefore the result would be that now you can't validly make a shavua that somebody will throw a rock into the ocean, and therefore, according to Shmuel, also if you made a shavua that somebody did throw the rock into the ocean, then you're also potter because you don't have l'habba and l'sha'avar together. So the Gemara answers again, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, Kalam Alei Pligi. Within Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, there'd be no machloikas. There's no way, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, to make this machloikas work. It's true. If he doesn't even require lav and hain, even though the pasuk says lahorai lahetiv lahabav l'sha'ava boy, would he require that in order for the shavua to be valid, it has to be able to be reciprocal lahabav and l'sha'ava? No, according to him, a shavua is perfectly valid on its own, standing on its own, regardless whether it's possible to make that shavua in the opposite way. The shavua can be chal in the positive way that I will sit in the sukkah, even though the shavua in the lav form of it, that I won't sit in the sukkah is not going to be effective. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, that's fine. He doesn't care that you have to have lav and hain. The same way he doesn't care that you have to have l'sha'over and l'habba. So according to him, sure, it's perfectly possible to make a shavua that Pliny threw or did not throw a rock into the ocean, and that shavua will have an effect. So according to him, yeah, there's no room for a machlokas. Ki pligi alibi de rabbanan. The machlokas is strictly according to the chachamim. Shmuel Kerabbanan. Shmuel is going straight out like the Rabbanan. They say that you need lav and hain, and since here you don't have hain because you can't make a shavua that somebody will throw the rock into the ocean, because how are you going to control that? So the shavua is not affected. The Rav would distinguish as follows. Kiloi mechayvi rabbanan, b'lav v'hein, you know why the chachamim are not mechayiv unless the shvur unless the shvur can equally well be said as a lav and a hein, just did lahorei lahetiv behedya, because the pasuk clearly mentions to do bad or to do good, so therefore it has to be, in order for it to be a shvur svitri, has to be it's possible to say that shvur as either a lav or a hein, and for it to be equally valid. But when it comes to avalu, habav l'sha'ovar, when it comes to past versus, when it comes to future versus past, which anyway, demiribui dekroi osu, we don't learn those explicitly from words in the pasuk, only from a ribui in the pasuk, as we'll learn tomorrow, machaybi, then the chacham can be machayev him even when there's not possible l'habba and l'sha'ovar. Therefore, according to Rav, it's perfectly valid to say a shavua that Pliny did throw a rock into the ocean, even though it's not possible to make a shavua that Pliny will throw the rock into the ocean because with l'sha'avar, we don't say that it has to be that can be l'sha'avar also has to be l'habba in order for it to be a shavua sabitui. Rav would say that he is chayev for making that shavua in the past. as far as if he makes the shvur in the future. So again, he'd be potter on the grounds that it would be asra safek. You can't tell him, don't make the shvur that Pliny will or won't throw that rock, because it's not under your control. The other person is not chayiv in it one way or the other. He can do whatever he wants. Meanwhile, the Rambam points out that the one who made the shvur would at least be chayiv makas maridus, because he is potentially causing a false shvur to take place. Okay. So the bottom line is, in other words, so far that Rav and Shmuel's machlokas cannot specifically be mapped onto any machlokas tanoim. Whether the machlokas of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, or whether Rabbi Hurdim and the Seder and the Chachamim in the Mishnah later in the Perek, either way, the machlokas would only be within one of the two opinions, within Rabbi Akiva or the Chachamim, respectively. So the Gemara says, "Masiv Rav Hamnuna." So Rav Hamnuna says, "I have a contradiction on Shmuel." Later in the parak, we learn a person makes a shvur, lo yochalti hayom. Person says, I didn't make the shvur, I didn't eat today, or he says, I didn't put on tefillin today, so he doesn't actually make a shvur yet. He just says, the point of the mission later in the parak is going to be that it's possible to be chayav for a shvur, not only by saying a loshon of a shvur himself, but also by being besworn by somebody else, and he answers amen to it. We're going to see many examples of that as we go through the rest of the Masechta. So the Mishnah says, lo yochalti hayom, if Reuven says, I didn't eat today, v'lo hinachti tefillin hayom, or he says, I didn't put on tefillin today, Shimon says to him, mashbiach ani, I am beswearing you on that, to agree to a shvur that what you said is true, v'oma omen, and Reuven says omen, chayev, then if it turns out that in fact he did eat, or he did put on tefillin, then he's going to be chayev for a shvur svitui. So now, Rav Hamnuna says, "Bishleim lo yochalti." So I can understand easily enough if he says lo yochalti, I didn't eat. That's truly a valid shvur because you can equally well flip it around. It's the same way as you can make a shvur to say that I did eat, that I didn't eat. The same way he's able to make a shvur that I will eat. So we have, in other words, there's past and future, lahabar and lashavar, and there's lav v'hein. It's possible to make the shvur in any of the four forms. I did eat, or I did eat, I will eat, or I won't eat. But how can you say that? How could a shvur that I didn't put on tefillin would be valid? There's no reciprocal shvur possible to say lahaba and say that I'm swearing that I won't put on tefillin. Now, according to Shmuel, you need, in order for it to be a shvur, it needs lahaba to be lahaba and lashavar, and here you don't have. It's not possible to make such a shvur lahaba. So now Tosfos points out that why don't you say it? He means to say that I won't put on tefillin on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But Tosfos points out that there's an opinion that Shabbos is not tefillin. But besides that, even if not, why would the Mishnah have to give the example of somebody said I didn't put on tefillin unless to imply that it would work, even though it's not possible to make a shavur that I won't put on tefillin in the future on weekdays as well? Within that, by the way, there is further an argument over here whether in fact again, we said before there's machlokas between the Baal Amor and other Rishonim, whether in fact he's going to be chayiv malchus or whether we're just talking about being chayiv or potter from a korban. In addition, also a point of it is an interesting point is. Why couldn't there be? For example, there could be, let's say I already put on tefillin today. Now I could validly make a shvur that I won't put on tefillin the rest of the day. He's not being mevatel or some mitzvah with that. So in fact, one argument with that is we see that in our Torah you have a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day, and it's only nowadays that we don't do that. So even to make a shvur that I won't wear tefillin the rest of the day is considered mevatel or some mitzvah. On the other hand, a counter argument is no, it's not that he's required to wear it the whole day, but rather we're saying every time the fact is, if he were to put it on again later in the day, he would be mekayim a mitzvah, and therefore you can say that. And maybe he's not able to make a shvur to take that. Therefore, maybe he's not able to make a valid shvur to say that I won't put it. So the Shoyle Meshiv puts it a little bit differently. He says that min ha-Torah, you don't have to wear it all day, but it has to be. The Shavuot Haba would be that it would have to be where the Sha'avar is true. Now here, if it would have to be that, in other words, if the Sha'avar is in fact true, then the Haba should be able to be Chal. Now if the Sha'avar is true, if he were to make a Shavuot, I didn't wear Tefillin yet today, and that would be valid, and that's a valid Shavuot, that would require for it to be valid that it's also possible to him to say, and I won't put it on the rest of the day, and that won't work because Minat Torah has to put it on sometime during the day. Anyway, so Rav Hamnuna's question is that the Mishnah seems to be implying that you don't need L'Habba and L'Sha'avar. It's perfectly valid to say a Shavuot that I won't put on tefillin, that I didn't put on tefillin, and that's valid, even though it's not possible to say a Shavuot that I won't put on tefillin. So the answer is, the Gemara says, who most of log home of Rav Hamnuna asked the question, he also gave the answer. When the Mishnah mentions eating, not eating versus not putting on tefillin, we're talking about two different cases. When we say he makes a shavua that I didn't eat, means as far as that we're talking about that he's chayev for a korban. But with the case of the shavua, where he says I didn't put on tefillin, then that we're talking about now. Would he be chayev malchus? If it turns out he did put on tefillin, so that you don't have to have l'habba and l'sha'avar. You don't have to have the posik l'horay l'hetiv is referring strictly to the chatos, to the korban over the yodid, and therefore we don't have a miut for it to say that by malchus as well there should be that distinction. Now again, in the cases where we're saying that the korban that's not considered a shavuos vitui, so we're saying he's chayv malchus. So again, there will be showing him hulun. The same thing as far as the lav and the hain. Also, in order to be chayv malchus, it would have to be that it's also possible to say lav the hain. Meaning, in other words, for example, let's say that I won't do such and such a mitzvah is not a possible shavua, and therefore shavua that I will do that mitzvah is not effective either. So does that mean that if he made a shavua to sit in a sukkah, for example, or to put on tefillin, and he doesn't, would be chayav malchus? To that, you have this machlokas we're showing him about. Okay. The Gemara says, Mustiv Rava. So Rava says, here's another contradiction on Shmuel. Again, later in the Perek, we're going to talk about more dinim of Shavuos victory. So Ezri Shavuos Shav. So the Mishnah says, what is an example of a useless Shavua? Where the Torah says, Loisis Hashem Hashem Alekach Alashav. Nishba L'Shanes to say, Yidur L'Adam, if he swears to change something which is known to everybody that's not so. For example, Omer Shal Evan, Shuvah Makom Pliny, Shuvah Shal Zav. He says on a certain pillar, a certain stone pillar, in a certain place, that it's made out of gold. Shmuel says, Ula says, in order for it to be a Shavuos Shav, would have to be that at least three people know that it's not true, that it's made out of stone. Once three people know about it, then it's mefursim, then it's well known. Now the point is, time of the nicker. Now that means only because it's recognizable, holy nicker. But if it wasn't recognizable, if it wasn't obvious, and some people taka might think that it's gold on the face of it, over mishum shavuos bitui. The Mishnah seems to be implying that nevertheless he'd still be over on a shavuos bitui. With an afkamina, there's a shavuos shav, there's no korban, and a shavuos bitui there is. But either way, there's malchus. Now am I for any beyehei shalzav? Why? How could it be a shavuos bitui? You can't make a shavuos that this pillar will be gold. And according to Shmuel, you need to have a shavua or sha'avar, have to be also possible to formulate as l'habba. So the answer is, humosiv l'habba or mefarek l'habba. So Rava asks the question, he also answers it, nicker over mishum shavua shav. The difference is, if it's noticeable, and three or more people know that this thing is made out of stone, then when he makes a shavua that it's made out of gold, over mishum shavua shav, then he's over on the fact that he made a shavua shav. Loin nicker, but if it was not recognizable, over mishum shavua sheker, then he's over on a different thing, that he made a false shavua, but not a shavua vitui. So in other words, there would be three different things, as we talked about earlier in the Perek. You have shavua sheker, you have shavua shav, and then you have shavua vitui. So here, we talked about earlier in the Perek where exactly Shavuos Shav and Sheker map onto Shavuos Bitui, but in other words here, Rava is saying that you actually have, in order to be Chayav a Korban, you need to be Shavuos, it has to be Shavuos Bitui, And therefore, in this case, where people did not know that the pillar was made out of stone, then in fact he's going to be chayev only for shvus sheker. Shvus bitri would require that it shvus bitri requires la'abon l'shavar, a korban, in other words, requires la'abon l'shavar, but not according to Shmuel, but not necessarily just a shvus sheker, doesn't matter. A shvus sheker is regardless. The Rambam, by the way, mentions in this connection that you can have, for example, things, scientific facts, which are true and which are known, but they're known only to people who've learned the relevant sciences. Such a thing would not necessarily be considered Yidul of Nei Adam. Yidul of Shloish of Nei Adam, that we're saying over here, means that three average people would be familiar with it. So over time, of course, various scientific facts like that become well known, and therefore the din would apply. So the Rambam gives an example. Let's say a person makes a shvur about the size of the sun. So back then, it wasn't a commonly known thing. Nowadays, maybe you could argue it's commonly known enough that the sun is larger than the earth and then the proportions between them and so forth, and therefore such a thing would be considered a shvus sheker, based on what we're saying over here. Or shvus shav, rather. Okay. And the Gemara continues, Omer Abaya. Now Abaya says, in this machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, Umoyder Rav, Ba'omer L'chaver, Shvur Shani Yoder, Yedea L'cha'edus. Now we're going to have like this. The next parak is going to deal with what's called Shavuos HaEdus. Shavuos HaEdus is where Reuven goes over to Shimon and Levi, for example. He says, I know that you two know Edus on my behalf. I want you to come and testify in Beis Din on my behalf. And they swear and say, we don't know any Edus for you. Now, later on, when it turns out that they were lying and they did in fact know that Edus, then they have to bring a korban olah v'yored for that. So that's called Shavuos HaEdus. That'll be the subject of the next parak. So Abaya says Rav will agree, even though Rav says you don't have to have lahabar and lashavar with a shavuah. It doesn't have to be that a shavuah can be formulated as past and future. But Abaya says, "Umoyder Rav, ba'oyim lachaver a shvur shani yedei lacho edus." If Reuven says to Shimon, "A shvur that I do know edus for you," ve'ishtakach d'lo yodalei, and it turns out that he in fact does not know the edus, the potter, then he would be potter from the korban for shvus vitri. And the reason is hoyovalese v'chlal she'eni yedei lacho edus. The reason is. Because it's not in the same category as that. I don't know Edus for you, because I don't know Edus for you I don't know Edus for you has a special case of Shavuos, of Shavuos Edus, and therefore, so it's made an exception to the rule. It's not a Shavuos Bitri, it's rather Shavuos Edus. Yodaiti, v'shalo yodaiti, v'lo yodaiti machloikas. On the other hand, if he says, I didn't know Edus on your behalf, that would be subject to the machloikas of Rav and Shmuel, because there you do have Lav and Hain. You can't say, I assure that I won't know Edus for you. That would be a mshvur levatalos a mitzvah, because you have a mitzvah to give Edus on behalf of somebody else. Tosfos also points out, it's a shvus edus would also be, the other person needs the edus, you could have a shvur that I didn't know edus for you, meaning not that you're asking me right now, but he's making a shvur that I don't happen to know any edus for you, even though you don't need it right now. In any case, the point is, if we were to say a shvur that if I know Edus for you, I won't tell it. That would be a shvus Edus instead. So now if he says So if he says a shvur that I know Edus for you, since you can't say a shvur that I don't know Edus for you would be shvus Edus. That's a different category. So Rav would agree that such a shvur is ineffective. But if he says a shvur, I knew Edus for you, or I didn't know Edus for you, that would be the regular machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether it's possible to make a shvur on the past, which can or can't be said in the future. Here you can't say in the future a shvur that if I know Edus for you, I won't say it. Such a shvur is ineffective, because that's the levatalos mitzvah. So then you'd have the regular machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav would say that the shvur on the past is effective, and Shmuel would say it would not, because you can't reformulate it as the future. And then he adds, but like he adds machlokas. Similarly, if he says Eidus, if he says a shvur, I did say Eidus for you. I didn't say Eidus for you. So then also that would be a machlokas with Rav and Shmuel whether that would work. Because again, you can't say a shvur that I won't say Eidus for you. So would that work according to Shmuel? Then the shvur that I did say Eidus for you would not be effective because you can't say. A shvur that I didn't say Eidus for you would be ineffective, according to Shmuel, because you can't say a shvur that I won't say Eidus for you, that would be nishkal of Atal Samitzvah, and according to Rav, it doesn't matter. Well, and the Gemara says, Bishlema the Shmuel, Dama Milsa de Lesa Balabolim Chai Valola Sha'avar. So according to Shmuel, who says before that if you can't say it in the future, then you're not Chayav. For saying the shvur in the past, Malkus or the Korban, and according to the different opinions. So we would understand why does the Torah single out shvur se'edus and say make a difference than every other kind of shvur? Lahochi apker rachmona l'shvur se'edus miklal shvur se'bitui. That would explain precisely why the Torah is making shvur se'edus an exception to shvur se'bitui. To tell us, in other words, that shvur se'edus, even though by definition shvur se'edus is something only about the past, that I don't know this edus for you, and nevertheless he's chayev for a korban, even though it's not possible to say shvur that I won't know edus for you in the future. So according to Shmuel, that would explain exactly why the Torah is saying that that's an exception, but ordinarily a regular shvur se'bitui requires la'bar and la'shavah. Elo l'Rav, l'may hilchsaf g'rachmana, but according to Rav, why does the Torah even single it out? Either way, the person we chayev the korban or the v'yored, when he says, I swear that I don't know any edus of yours now, because according to Rav, it doesn't matter, even though it's not possible to say in the future, I won't know edus for you, such a shvur would be ineffective. Still, he'd be chayev for l'shavar, because Rav doesn't care about l'habar and l'shavar. So according to Rav, why does the Torah even need to mention the concept of shvur se'edus? So the Gemara says, Amru Rabbanan Kamei de Abaya. So the Chachamim said this over to Abaya, and they want to say, they want to explain, Lach Yuvi Allah Tauti. Maybe it would mean that in fact a person was Oiran, Shavuos Eidus. He says, he swears falsely, I don't know any Eidus for you. And it turns out that he did, then he'd be hired for two Korbanos, one for Shavuos Eidus and another one for Shavuos Bitui, according to Rav. Now you do have, we're going to learn in the next parak, there are certain criteria that a person needs to be chayav for shvur se'edus to find. We're talking about where you have all those criteria. It was in based in, and is roi lahoyed, and so on and so forth. But Abaye says, no, tauti lematzitu amritu, you can't say these chayav two korbanos. The Tanya, as we learn in Abraisa, la'achas me'ela, the pasuk after it describes the various cases where a person is chayav a korban or the v'yerded, says when he's guilty, la'achas me'ela, for one of these things, la'achas atamachayav, v'yatamachayav b'shtayim, so you can only be chayav him for one, not for two. So therefore, so there's no way to be chayav two korbanos for the one thing, and therefore you can't say that according to Rav, that's the reason why the Torah singled out shvur se'edus. Well, the question is, well then, according to Abaya, how would he understand, according to Rav, why the Torah mentions shvur se'edus separately? And the answer is l'chavitanya. He would explain that it's needed to tell us what it says in the following braisa. V'chulon, with everything that a person is chayav, a korban or the v'yored, nem of ne'lam, with each one of them it says he forgot that it was v'shregig, v'kan, whereas by shvur se'edus, loy nem of ne'lam, it doesn't say v'ne'lam, by tumas mitzvah v'kodjav, and by shvur se'bitui, it says v'ne'lam that he forgot. So there's some detail that he forgot that makes it v'shregig. In the case of tumas mitzvah v'kodjav, as we learned before, you have to have yediyah and then helam and then yediyah again, and in the case of shvur se'bitui, you don't need to have the idea beforehand. But by the shvur se'edus, it doesn't say l'chayev al amezid k'shregig. Therefore, that means that even if he was mezid on his shvur, then he's still chayev the korban just like shregig. So we need to single it out in for that to tell us that that it has a different din than regular shvur se'edus. Well, the Gemara says, Omer le Rabbanan la'abaya, Ema b'mezid m'chayev chodeh b'shegig m'chayev tarti. Well, still, maybe you would say it means b'mezid. He's chayev only one korban, because you can't be chayev for mezid for shvur se'bitui. If shvur se'bitui, the korban applies only b'shegig. But still, maybe you would say, the Torah is saying, for shvur se'edus, he's chayev b'shegig or b'mezid. So if he does it b'mezid, he's chayev one korban. And if he does b'shegig m'chayev tarti, then he'd be chayev two, one for the shvur se'edus, and another one for shvur se'bitui. Abaye answers him back. Lab Heiner de Amri. Didn't I already tell you? Achas at mechayev v'yat mechayev shtayim, that you can only be mechayev in one korb and not two. The even mezid nifatauti. Now, obviously, the Torah has to be memayit only b'shogeg, because b'mezid there'd be no possibility of two korbanos anyhow. So therefore, it's very clear that the pasuk is telling us that he's chayev only one korban and not two, even b'mezid. That's all Abaye's answer. Rava Omar, Rava gives a different answer. You don't need to say that. There's another reason why you can say that for a Shavuos Eidus, even though it might also be considered a Shavuos Bitui, he's not chayiv another korban. Mishum to have a Dovah Shohei Bechlal, this is a Dovah Shohei Bechlal. This is an example of something that was part of a klal. You have a general rule of false Shavuos. The Yotza Lidin B'Dovah HaChadosh, and instead the Torah tells us something new about it, namely that it has to be capable of giving Eidus, it has to be and based in various other criteria that we're going to learn about in the next parak. So the Yotz of Lidin B'davar HaChodesh, it has new rules that apply to it. Ein l'chaboy, l'chidusha b'lvad, then you only have the chidush in it, meaning in other words, so the Yotz of Lidin B'davar HaChodesh, iyat yochlach zir l'chlole, as we phrase it in morning davening, ad sheyach zirenu akos l'chlole b'fedosh, and here the Torah doesn't put it back in the klal b'fedosh, so therefore that means, in other words, Shavuos Eidos, a person is always potter from Shavuos Bitui. So for that reason alone, you don't even need the word la'achas. You have automatically by that logic. Therefore, he's not chayev two shavuos. So the Gemara says mechlal da bayis sover isa l'shavua ba'olam. Does that mean that the fact that Rava has to argue with Abaye in that, does that mean that Abaye would say that in fact it would be considered a shavuos bitui, that we wouldn't say that a shavuos eidos is an exception to the rule? We would say that it is called a shavuos bitui, and the only reason to be patur from two korbanos is because it says la'achas me'ela. The problem is ha'omer Abaye moide ba'omer l'chaver shavuos sheni'idei l'cha eidos. Abaye himself said before that Rav agrees with Shmuel that if he says a shvur that I know Eidos for you, the ishtachas the layadalei, and it turns out that he doesn't know the Eidos, the potter, then Rav, Abaye had said that Rav would agree that he's potter, because it's not possible to do the other way around. You don't have lav v'hein, you can't say a shvur. You can't say a shvur that I do know you Eidos, because you can't say, on the other hand, because a shvur that I don't know you Eidos would be a different kind of thing. It would be called shvuos Eidos. So therefore, Abaye agrees that shvuos Eidos is not a regular shvuos victory, and therefore that the lav v'hein rule won't work with it. And here Abaye seems to be saying that a shvuos Eidos is a kind of shvuos victory, and the only reason to patter him from an extra korban is because the words la'achas me'ela in the pasuk. So first of all, the Gemara answers Hoder be Abaye Nahi. One answer is that Abaye retracted his opinion by that one. Before we said that he would say that Rav would agree, and now Abaye would change his mind and say that no, Shavuos Eidos is not at all out of the category of Shavuos Bitui. In fact, it is part of Shavuos Bitui, and the only reason to patter him from a korban is because it says La'achas Me'ela. So now Rashi points out, in other words, so one way of looking at it then would be. So for example, where it's possible to be chayav for shavuos bitui and not for shavuos eidus. So suppose, for example, the person is posel la'edus, or it's not in beis din, then in fact he'd be chayav for shavuos bitui. But only because it says la'achas me'eva. So in other words, either one or the other. Either he's going to be chayav for shavuos eidus or shavuos bitui, but not both. But in fact, Abaye would change his mind and say that shavuos eidus really is a subset of shavuos bitui. It just has certain special dinim of its own, but it's not otherwise excluded from the category of bitui. And in any case where we can't apply shavuos eidus, because the person is posel eidus, for example, he will in fact be chayav for shavuos bitui. That's one possibility. The very same, another possibility, Chodemina, or a Papa Omra, one of those statements that we attributed to Abaye would actually be from Rav Papa. Tosfos points out the order was, you have Abaye was the Rosh Hashiva, after him Rava, and after them was Rav Papa. So sometimes Rav Papa would say something, and we don't know whether he said it on his own or whether he learned it from his Rebbeim. And Rav Papa, we find a lot of times in the Gemara, was particularly a Talmud of Abaye. So now we can have something which we attributed to Abaye because we heard it from Rav Papa, but we don't know whether in fact Abaye said it or whether Rav Papa had said it on his own. And therefore, so there's no contradiction. So therefore, Abaye is not necessarily contradicting himself.